Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, and so you know this has to be Horse Thursday. I was flashed with a wave of gratefulness for I was here listening to Debbie's voice in that intro. And for those of you who don't know, that Debbie Johnson was talking in that intro, and she and her partner Greg started this, I don't even know how many years ago, probably 2014 or so, 15 maybe, as just a way to communicate with their team, because they were across the country from each other and everyone else. And so they started this blog talk to be able to, for their team to get together and learn. And it just grew and grew and grew from there, and turned into kind of what it is today. So I just hearing her voice this morning wanted me to send out a little shout out to that she'll probably never hear, but maybe she'll feel I'm thinking about her, to Debbie and Greg for starting this whole thing for us, because I really think it is a great outlet and a great training, and a great way for us to all communicate and get together and continue to learn. So thank you to them for starting that. All right. Sorry about that. I went on a little tangent this morning. I heard her voice this morning and had to throw it out there. Before we say hello to Cindy and Tiff today, I'd like to just remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We're almost always going to have an event coming up, information you're going to want to write down. Cindy might have some great new nugget that's in the back office that we need to write down so we remember to go and look at. But be ready for that. And please press 1 on your phone if you want to talk with us. As you know, it's a big part of our show is to be able to hear from all of you, any of your questions or your stories, your testimonials, anything you want to work on, any questions you have. We would love to hear from you. Likely, if you have a question, somebody else does too. Or if you have a story, it might help out somebody else. So we're not looking for, it doesn't have to be these, you know, amazing, you know, I changed the whole world of dressage kind of testimony. It can be my horse is now behaving like a horse kind of story. And those are actually our favorite. So please come on, please share with us. We would love to hear from you. All right, I will stop talking now and say hello to Cindy and Tiff. Good morning, Tiff.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, Cindy. And good morning, Block Talk listeners. Glad to be here, just out here in beautiful Western Colorado. And it's really a pretty nice day, just a little windy today. So glad to be here. Thanks.
Wonderful. I'm getting a little sun today, I think. But it's been pretty soggy around here. So I think I'll take the brief sun yesterday and today before the rain and snow mixes come back this weekend. And good morning, Cindy. I think the same weather for you
good
there.
Good morning, Rainey. Yeah, and good morning, Rainey and Tiff and everybody. And yeah, you guys have zapped the sun, so, you know, enjoy it. And I'm jealous, but, you know, I know it's spring in other parts of the country, so that's all a good thing. And I'm glad to have Tiff with us. It's a different perspective, and I'm already thought of a question to ask her, so cool.
Awesome. Cindy, do you want to get started with some of the more, like, you know, just information type stuff, and then we can get into the good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of things. I just, you know, I'm a Facebook fan, and, you know, the public site, Horsesit North America, had I think it's one of my favorite posts that they put out there. They're really doing a good job. But, you know, this one was from yesterday, and it just says, keep in mind with increased training comes an increased risk of injury for your horse. Use the Beamer horse set to warm your horse up more quickly and efficiently, which reduces lunging time and may prevent injury. In addition, the Beamer blanket optimizes exercise through increased suppleness, a key to protecting the horse's soft tissue. Help your horse get to peak performance level and stay safe when conditioning. Now, for those of you out there that don't like Facebook and, you know, you don't want to have a whole bunch of contacts and easily share information with them, even if you just follow one or two of these pages, you can, you know, use your handy-dandy screenshot, take a picture of that, and then email it or text it to people that you want. Specifically, you know, keep in touch with, if you will, and you don't have to, you know, be part of the social media other than using it as a source of information. And so I think that's a good example of just, you know, say, you know, here it's we're getting into springtime. We're getting into places where it's been really cold and some horses have been laid up over the winter, so they've probably had less exercise. You want to keep their muscles in condition. And so, you know, being able to share a post like that is something that would capture, you know, perhaps start a dialogue for you to be able to talk to people. They also do, they have very successful kind of pique the interest posts, and one of the recent ones was just that they use FAQs or did you know, and this was one that said, did you know horses have approximately 700 muscles that control movement? And again, that's kind of a dialogue opener, you know. I encourage you, if you don't want to deep dive into it, to at least use it as a source of information for things that are, you know, short and sweet, and you can share it on your own terms. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that we do have a date for our next Equine Academy, which is a one-day special. And that's going to be on Monday, May 15th. We have a lot of feedback or pushback from people who are in horse business or competitors, of course, who say, Saturdays are my, you know, heavy work days, or I'm showing then, I can't do it. And I guess even though there's no perfect day, the most common feedback we get is that Mondays, if anybody ever gets to take a day off, which is questionable when you have horses, you know, that Mondays are probably more popular. So this will be on a Monday. And so it is posted in your under event and event search in your back office. And there's no charge for this. There, you know, before, about 2 weeks before, we send out some instructions, and particularly for people that are not horse experienced, we recommend that you do the e-learning module about basic essentials for the horse set. So that's always something that you can do in preparation. But anyway, so we do have that next date again was May 15th. So those are my housekeeping kind of things for so far today. Any comments or questions? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what you first said of that post that you that is in the IB, not in the IBD, in the just the Horse Set North America page, leads perfectly into what Tiff was going to want to talk about a little bit today about this time of year. So I may just turn it right over to Tiff, because that kind of really ties into
cool.
What we were talking about, wanting to talk about today. So Tiff, why don't you get started?
Yeah, so exactly, Cindy. I think that's great that we brought that up. In Rainy, it's that kind of time of year where the winter season is slowing down and the springtime is, you know, right around the corner. It's not here in some parts of the country. So it's really nice to obviously get back in the swing of things and get your horses all groomed and ready and get them back to the routine of whatever type of situation everyone has going on. But I know for me, getting them all kind of legged up for events coming up in June, and so the Beamer is a big part of that, which is really nice. And so, you know, one of the things that I like to do is put it on them. Obviously, they're shedding out like crazy right now. even if they're blanketed or not, they're still shedding out a lot. And so I put down my cover sheet, whatever that might look like, because we all know that the blanket goes right through and still is just as effective. And so it's nice to put that on to keep your blanket nice and clean. And all charged up and ready to go, whatever type of program that your particular horse likes. And as we've talked about before, you'll figure out what they like and what they don't like. I know we've covered this before, but I have one mare that's not a big fan of back boots. So we do diagonal with her, you know, one on the front, one on the back, and then I always do 5 minutes. At the same time, I'm doing a program with the blanket. So I typically do a 10-minute on the blanket, and then I do 5 minutes for each boot, and then I alternate. The 5 minutes is up on diagonal. I switch the other direction and do 5 minutes so that 10 minutes the whole thing is done and I can saddle up and go do whatever it is I'm looking to accomplish for the day with her. And so I really feel like for me it helps just kind of take the focus back to, hey, we're here to work on something today or just go for a nice little leisurely ride. And when I don't do it, I'll just tell you he's a lot more just on cue, I guess, or yeah. A little more fresh, maybe you'd say, and fresh in terminology of horse world. I mean, he's a lot more jumpy and just aware of everything and not as relaxed. So that's kind of what happens when I don't do it and spend the 10 minutes or 5 minutes even if I'm in a rush before the sun goes down, depending on the time of year. But so that's kind of a little bit of what I do. Sometimes even if I'm in an even bigger hurry, I'll do her, do my other horse, and then just pony my other one along, as meaning I leave the halter on the other one, sometimes saddle, sometimes not, and just trot along and lope along, and they were to get exercise along with the one I'm riding. So it kind of depends on the dynamic, but that's something I typically do is before I ride. Obviously, you can do after as well, but I, especially this time of year, like to do before to get them in that rest and digest relaxation state and get everything all warmed up and ready, and cuts down my riding time significantly as well. Because if you don't, go ahead, Rainey.
No, go ahead, Tiff. Finish what you were saying.
So just as an example of, say, you didn't have the Beamer and or you chose not to use it prior to riding, think about that time that it takes to get your horse thinking, especially when they haven't been ridden for a little while, whether it's been a month or a week or 2 days, depending on the horse. My horses are a little bit more, they need exercise. And when I do let them be horses for a month or two because it's too darn cold and I don't want to ride, you know, if I choose not to do the Beamer on them, they're much more fresh, alert, less responsive. So it takes me longer to get them to that state where I can actually do something with them. So when you really think about it, it makes total sense to just take the 10 minutes, put it on 5, 10, 15, whatever program, and get them in that state of, hey, okay, I'm relaxed, I'm ready, let's do what we need to do, and shaves off probably another 20 minutes of your exercise or your goal of what you're trying to achieve on that particular riding of that day. So it's all a matter of perspective, I guess.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I think it's an important thing to talk about a little bit, just because, I mean, all the things that they said in that post is what we're talking about. I mean, what you were saying, Tiff, they come out pretty fresh. I mean, just like us, where, you know, we've been kind of hibernating for the winter and everything's dark and cold and you're not getting out and doing much. And so you start kind of sun starts coming out, you start taking off those heavy blankets, they get a little more freedom, they get a run and play, and yeah, they start feeling it. And that can be a safety issue for both of you, for you and them, because you're both at a little bit out of shape too, right? Everyone's kind of been sitting around not doing much, and you need to get back into full training. And if you, when they are fresh like that and more reactive, there's more potential for injury just in working, and or if they are more startled by things, if they're more reactive to things, then you can end up with a problem. So I think it is an important thing to talk about. Sorry, Cindy, go ahead too. I know you have things to add.
No, it's just, I mean, it's all in the same vein. That's one reason why we say, you know, Beamer is a time saver, really, and an efficiency piece of equipment for you. I mean, think about if you or somebody who does any kind of regular exercise or you even, you know, do things like a marathon or something like that, you do a lot of stretching, you know, before you get ready for what you're doing. And because you know that if you don't do that stretching, you're going to pull something. And it's going to hurt, and then it's going to take a while to recover from. So it's really important to get blood flowing throughout, you know, to perfuse the muscles so that, you know, you can kind of have a smooth and fluid movement. And that's really important. That was, you know, you kind of said it before, because I was thinking that I was going to ask Tiff to say, if before you used Beamer, before you had been introduced to it, you know, how long typically would you have to warm up a horse before you could really start to, you know, work on what the issue was for that day?
You know, I'll just be honest. I have had a lot of horses that just plain-ass buck. And I just got used to it. And you don't realize how fresh they can get when they turn out for that long. And you know, my horses don't do that now, but these particular horses, but the era up until now, that's what it's been. They just get so fresh. They're so excited. They're just so happy that they're like, oh, hey, you're on my back. This is great. We're going to play. And I'm like, no. But it's been a really, and probably sounds kind of extreme, but it's been a really big bridge for my little program. And you know, Rainey has said, and like you've said, you know, before too, Cindy, is the safety part of it, the cut down of time, the preventative care, because, you know, when a horse has been turned out for a little bit, they're going to be sore the next day if you're working them a little, just like we would if we go for a run and we're not quite used to it. Same kind of muscles that get affected, like you said, that 700 and some muscles that are engaged when they are exercising. It's a really great tool. And when you put it in perspective, all the things that it does, and it only takes 5, 10, or 15 minutes, it's just unheard of.
Yeah,
a really great tool.
What are some of the other places, I mean, that obviously you talked about doing the cuffs on the legs, but we know that we can use those as intensive applicators and on all kinds of other areas in the body that might need attention. So are there certain places that are your favorites, given maybe just tell people, you know, what kind of riding you do, what kind of disciplines that you're working on, so they have a perspective of that?
Sure. So me per se, I've done some, you know, colt starting, young horse kind of training a little. And then that's a little bit of my background, working with cutters and reining kind of horses. And then I got into the industry of barrel racing, but more of the futurity, derby, maturity world. And so they particularly work with a lot of young horses. And so one of the things that we've noticed is they get excited and in their brain more so than anything, because they just aim to please and they're young and they're just vulnerable that way. And so they really, really want to do a good job, and they need a lot of praise and they need a lot of confidence to build And so my horses now are pretty young. And so when I was first getting going with them and took on the gal that trained them, I did a lot on the pole, a lot. And even with her horses, I really stress that because it really helps bring them down. And it helps, not in a, don't mean like a, when I mean bring them down, meaning it helps them get out of their head a little. And maybe women that are overthinkers might understand this a little better, but horses really are overthinkers. They really just are trying to figure out what you want. And so that's why I think it's a good way to incorporate the Beamer is you do the whole body, which helps with obviously the areas that need. And then the cuffs really are for focused areas like we talk about. And so I feel like the pole is really a good area to put it on for those young horses because it helps just bring them to a state of, hey, okay, we are here. I need you relaxed. I need you thinking in the right direction so that we can accomplish what it is that we want to accomplish today. And it really helps just get them calmer, but not dead.
Yeah.
That's important to understand.
Yeah.
But focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a better word. So yeah, that they can get in, get out, get off, and go on to the next horse.
I always like to tell a story about the mare that I was showing when I was in high school, and I so wish I had Beamer for her because she was a great mare, and she wanted to, like you said, she just wanted to please so much, and she never grew out of that. She was like that her whole life. But it took me a good 20 to 30 minutes of warming her up before I could get her to just settle into focus, because it was like the analogy I use that most people understand is like if you have a treat that you're giving a dog. If they get really, really excited and you're trying to get them to do something specific, but they just start doing every random trick they know just to get that treat. I feel like that's what she was. She was like, I'll give you everything. But I really just wanted her to focus on the one thing I was asking her to do. And it would take a while to get there. I mean, that's that benefit of just a 5-minute session in Beamer. And then we've bypassed all of that. So she is who I think about all the time when I think about Beamer. And I so wish I had it back when I was showing her.
Yeah, yeah. Likewise for the show horses, we went through the same thing. And particularly, too, when you get, if you are at a stage where you're competing, even if it's a local show or something, it's a new place, there's new horses. Oh, my God, there could be death-defying, terrible things that could leap out, you know, or, you know, somebody could be in in the audience and lean over the rail. And, you know, that's enough to go, whoa. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's really nice to feel that you, settle is a good word too, I think, Rainey. And that gets back to safety all around. So you had mentioned, you know, working with young horses. And of course, this was also the fun time of year because we got babies on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know if anybody has any baby stories to tell, but, you know, Beamer is something that doesn't exactly, you know, I mean, you can fit it on a mini horse, you can fit it on a pony. It also, you can kind of make it fit on a baby if needed. And, you know, they don't need, I wouldn't say that the baby necessarily would need to use the cuffs unless they were working with a vet with something for a condition. But you know, sometimes with babies, and particularly when it's cold, you know, and depending on the circumstances of, you know, where the mare folds, it's nice to be able to, you know, have the support of something like Beamer to be able to help them, you know, combat freezing temperatures and everything else. So I don't know if either of you have any stories about babies.
I do, actually.
I was going to say, go ahead, Tiff. I have just some stories from other things that I've heard and we've had from on here, but go ahead. I will add mine after yours.
So it's been a few years back, but I had an embryo put in a surrogate mare, and then, of course, she foaled out and had a little gelding. Well, eventually a gelding, I guess you could say, a little tadpole. And we gelded
him.
A little tadpole. I said that wrong, but he's a gelding now, I guess. So that's funny. And
So Beamer was a big part of that. And one of the great things about the blanket that I think we've talked about, or I know we've talked about, but I think maybe sometimes gets forgotten, is that when the surrogate mare was pretty difficult to deal with. And so I introduced the Beamer blanket pretty early on. And I know that's like off-label use, but this is my own personal experience. And because of the research I know that Beamer has and the research I did on it, knowing that it was safe to use for her, I introduced it pretty early on in her stages of pregnancy and carried it through till the birth. And when the baby was, you know, on the ground, the little colt was on the ground, I was able to continue to use the Beamer blanket on her. And we know that the signal, goes out and a ways, and we use the remote to see how far. And the baby was always right there. The little colt was right there sucking a lot of the time. And, you know, we know that it was also getting a session. And so come halter time, it was much easier, and he was much more willing, and maybe it was demeanor, maybe it was Beamer, maybe it was a combination of all, but just all of that transitioning, he was just so much easier to deal with. Trailer loading, that was another thing, because we ended up selling him and getting him to the location where the people purchased him was quite a long ways, and I did, of course, the Beamer on the mare prior to shipping them off, and I personally took them, and it was a 16-hour trip all in one day, and he was,
wow.
He did awesome. And so it was just mind-blowing that, I mean, all of the things, and I significantly using the Beamer in all of that was tool to have. We stopped midway, and I did her again just to kind of help the process go, you know, because you just can't overuse it. And so I, as my own maybe extra security or whatever, I wanted to make sure that he did well, and we left the trailer open and nice and fluffy for them to travel, obviously. But it was just a really great tool to have, to be able to use. And then fast forward now, I have a yearling, and not too long ago, he had a little tummy ache, you know, where he's laying down, getting back up, you know, doing all the common things of a tummy ache, I guess you could say. I don't want to like diagnose, but, and
digestive
it didn't
issues.
Even cross
yep.
my mind. I just went and grabbed the Beamer, put it on him, put a halter on him, and it was just awesome. Like the fact that he not within at least an hour or so, he's going to the bathroom and he's happy and being his normal self again. And it's just such a great thing to have and introduce at that stage, all stages of their life. And so Brainy, go ahead and tell me some of the different things that you've heard.
Oh yeah, I mean just kind of more of the same. Because I don't really have babies anymore. We used to do all that when I was younger, but I'm not really around it anymore, just from other people. But that's what we hear a lot. You know, people that were Beamering the mare during pregnancy, and then the foals just almost like they know after they're born. You know, you put it back on the mare for afterwards, and the foals are like, oh yeah, I know what this is, and they just kind of snuggle right up to it. It's almost like they kind of remember that feeling or something. I don't really know how that works, but they seem to recognize it from what I've, you know, heard and seen from other people.
Yeah.
It's kind of a neat thing. And, you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, pregnancy, which obviously that is going to be something that you'll have to decide on your own. It would be a liability thing. You want to work with veterinarians, all those things. But when you're talking about your own horse, I would definitely, of course, use it on mine. And then, you know, I mean, that's a pretty traumatic event that happens, you know, birthing, both physically and mentally for both. And so anything we can do to support the body through that, you know, event is going to be helpful. So, yeah, I think it's just an incredible tool.
Yeah, I think, and you know, as you were talking about even, you know, up to a yearling stage, but I think, it, you know, when you have babies that, you know, they have to get used to, you know, you're doing the imprinting and you know, they have to get used to halter or some way of being moved around. It's a lot. It can be very stressful for them, and to give them a source of, you know, kind of comfort, if you will. I think it's a very supportive therapy in that respect. So, anyway, yeah, I, you know, where my granddaughter's in school is, you know, they have an agricultural program, and I get excited because every day you could see, you know, they have a heavy breeding program, and you know, there's new babies on the ground, and you know, someday I'm going to get down there so that they have access. To using Beamer.
Perfect. And we are getting to the bottom of the half hour, but we do have a few people that want to chat with us. So let's see if we can get to people today. We've got area code 713. Area code 713. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sandra in Houston.
Hi,
great
Sandra.
Call today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just need to get directed on where I find this. I have heard in the past that there are some possible restrictions on using Beamer where it is an FEI show, jumper show, or any FEI show. I want to get current and know what those rules are and where I can find them.
Well, if you go, Sandra, this is Cindy, if you go into you know, the FEI website, you can download their articles.
Okay.
I think it's Article 9 where they talk about, not Beamer specifically, but they talk about different kinds of therapies, and Beamer is considered a non-restrictive supportive therapy because of its being low-level intensities. But and you know that on that, you know, the little flap on the horse blanket, if you flip it underneath, it does say, you know, FEI compliant. That still doesn't mean that the different shows, and it kind of depends on, you know, what level, you know, the higher up the classes are, there's like, you know, you have to have specific access just even to get into the tents where the top competitors would be. And so there's going to be, you know, there's going to be rules under FEI guidelines as to who can apply therapy, what when it can be applied, you know, before a competition, after a competition. In some cases, you know, it's limited, maybe like can't do it 48 hours before, et cetera. So it's not just what the FEI says in their articles, but it's also what that particular show would say. And you'd need to find that out from the show steward in the show office or contacting them in advance. Usually the people who are competing at that show will know. But in order to get yourself a little more educated, that would be your resource.
Great. Okay, thanks so much. Yes, it's kind of more my intention of not at this point before the show, not using Beamer, you know, before competition and all that, because what I've experienced is when someone doesn't know anything about a Beamer or any product, there's a reluctance to do anything new before they go into the ring for competition. So,
oh, you bet.
But,
you bet.
But
right.
I
okay.
want
yep.
to Yeah, and I want to know, you know, specifically just have the knowledge. So thank you. I'll just go to the FEI website and I'll look. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that we say, too, is that you know, you don't want to use Beamer for the first time before a competition.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just not a good idea. And if it was new and someone was at a show, you might say, well, when you're done competing, you know, then, in fact, we could use it afterwards. But you're absolutely
right.
That's
what I, yeah. That's
nobody
what
wants
I tend
to try something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely kind of tend to do it afterwards, you know. That's for sure.
Yes.
then there's no like, oh, you know, I didn't do well and it's your fault, you know. You don't get that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avoid the risk.
Exactly.
Get the reward.
Yep. And yeah, that brings a story. Oh, well, we have another caller, so I won't say that.
We do.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my
Thanks,
call.
Thanks, Sandra.
Okay.
That is a good question.
Thank
and
you.
Something that I often point out when I'm doing any kind of presentations, because I'm always amazed about the people that don't know that little leather, that's a little leather flap kind of at the shoulder there. And if you look underneath it, it has the FEI, it's not a sticker, it's like a tab underneath there. And so a lot of people don't know about that. So, yes, that's good to point that out, too. Okay, our next caller is area code 213. Area code 213, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, good morning. This is Dexter.
Hi, Dexter.
I have a question. It may be kind of subjective, you know, answer, but I'm curious. You all were talking about horses and the embryos and in utero. Maybe that they don't use utero for horses, but you know what I'm talking about. Have you noticed the difference between a horse that has been introduced to Beamer versus a horse that was an embryo with the in a horse that was using Beamer, and like the difference in that, a horse that's born with Beamer versus one that was introduced, you know, later on?
That is
a tough
question.
I don't know. It's a tough question because, I mean, I don't do breeding right now, so I don't get to see a lot of them. So that's a hard comparison to see. But it's also hard because, kind of like Tiff was saying, you don't always know how much is just their natural disposition, you know, and how much it's hard to get a – it's hard to have a full, you know, blind study, you know, because there's too many variables, really. But in general, from what I hear from people, is just almost everything is easier. And I don't know that you can contribute all of that to just disposition. If you've got, you know, a breeding program and you've got, you know, babies, baby after baby after baby, and it seems across the board easier from birth to any of the moving you're doing or any of the other things you're doing. But overall, I hear pretty much just everything's just easier. Everything is calmer. You know, things aren't quite as reactive. You know, mama does well faster after birth, you know, all of the things. And so I don't think when you're talking about like big breeding programs like that, where they're, you know, having so many babies that you can take Beamer out of the equation without, you know, without some effect. But I don't know that it's an easy line to draw.
You know,
okay.
In order to really have a measurement for that, you'd need to take the same mare with the same cross, so the same stallion, and do it
yeah.
one way, and then the next time around, you know, try and replicate the circumstances again and, you know, and incorporate Beamer. So that's kind of an artificial, you know, that'd be a big job.
But even
that's
a crapshoot, because, I mean, I don't think I could be more different than my sisters that are genetically, you know, we have the same parents in every way. I think you can see it more in those bigger breeding programs where they can kind of see a general trend across the board of things. I think that is where it, you can see it, I think, the most.
I have a little kind of funny story. Oh, sorry.
Go.
Just
no, I was just
going to
say,
that.
I'm sure you've got, yep.
exactly what you guys said, it's hard to know exactly and to do the exact test to see per se. However, I knew a couple that they have a breeding program. They're all bred a little different. However, they were all coming into the time where they were getting ready to start riding them. And the wife was willing to try the Beamer and the husband was not. So they did a little competition and she had three horses and he had three horses and they did the Beamer on the three that she was riding and he did not. And significant difference in the trainability and just cooperation and focus altogether for the ones that
did.
That's
a great story.
Versus the ones that did not. So it was kind of a funny little deal. And the old traditional cowboy, you know, let's do this and buck it out, you know, whatever type of whatever type of system he had, you know, groundwork, whatever it was very impressed and is now a user of the Beamer.
Yeah, so. I can imagine. Yeah.
Beamer wins.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you, Dexter.
Story.
It's a really, and it is a really good question, but also, like you said, even in your question, you know, kind of a hard one to narrow down, but that's the perfect story to kind of show it. And you really do have to get kind of a, you know, that bigger test group to be able to say, you know, if you just had one-to-one, that's also harder to see too, because you could attribute it to other things. But I love that story, Tiff. Perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
Gosh, we talked our way through the whole time.
I know, and there are a couple more callers, and I don't think we're going to get to everybody, but two more. I'll try to get to at least one here, because I don't want to get cut off today. We've got area code 207. Area code 207, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Is
this Andrew?
No, this is Jeff from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Long time listener, but not a horse person. quick question for Tim. The horse that was beamered before birth and that you sold and transported 16 hours to its new owner, did you introduce the new owner to Beamer, or were they Beamer users already?
I did introduce them to Beamer, and they are users current at that time they became and are still using the product.
But you explained that the horse you were selling them had been on Beamer before birth and after. And
absolutely. Yep, they were.
Yep.
And what sold them, I guess you could say, was not just because I used it and I said, hey, you know, I use this product, it's great. I shared with them the issues I was having with the surrogate mare, because they also do embryo transfers several a year and deal with their surrogate mares. And there's a reason why they're surrogate mares. And this particular mare was very, very hard to deal with, meaning she did not like men. She must have been rescued for some particular reason, did not like needles, like would strike at you. Like, she was just very aggressive. And so I slowly had to introduce the Beamer to regain her trust. And my partner at the time as well, so that she wouldn't be so aggressive, because she was just not easy to deal with. And so it was a safety issue, and that is why we actually purchased the Beamer, was for her, to deal with her. And so that once I told him that story, he was sold, because he had dealt with many surrogate mares that were super hard to deal with. And so just that alone, making sure that the baby was safe once on the ground and that he could handle those particular mares safely to make sure they could load them on the, because there's a lot that goes into it at that level of the birthing process, get checks, all these different checks that they have to go through, you know, with the vet, dealing with them on a regular basis, making sure they get proper nutrition, shots, all the things, you know, we really have to be able to handle them. And so that was a big part of the sale, I guess you could say.
That's a fantastic story. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
And we're glad to have listeners that like our show, even though if they're not horse people. I like to think that we can share a lot with you, even if you're not a horse person.
Oh, I learn a lot. Okay.
Oh,
that's
good.
For sure. Thanks very
all
much.
All right. Well,
thanks very much for your show.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, and there were a couple callers we didn't get to today, but we only have about a minute left, and so I'm going to hope that those callers that are listening right now will call back in next week, because we would love to chat with you, but I'm going to take our last minute and just see if anyone has any last words. Tiff, any final words for today?
Yeah, one real quick thing I wanted to add that came up when we were asked, that first caller that we had. One of the things I have noticed
over the years is that you can kind of tell horses that have experienced some type of relaxation sort of treatment modality and the ones that are very new to it. Whether you are asking the owner or you are dealing with the horse itself, the ones that have had some type of modality quickly relax, quickly. And the ones that maybe haven't take a little more time to get used to it. But once they're used to it, they remember. And they can go months, years without any type of modality. But then once they get it again, they are so quick to just, fall into it. They love it. Yeah. And so I just wanted to mention that also.
Yeah, they've got great
definitely.
Memories.
That's a good point.
Particularly for something that feels good.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say, especially if they had a good experience with that. That's something they're going to remember and carry with them for anything that feels similar, yeah. Okay, Cindy, any last words for today?
Yes, there's always something, but just kind of in concert with what Tiff was saying, that's why it's so important that we introduce it the first time very gently and respectfully to the horse, because you want it to be a good experience, and they do have, and they are, they have highly developed memories about things like this. And so, that's one of the reasons for all of our recommendations. Don't go too fast. Don't go too high. You know, start low and slow and gentle. So they remember it, and they'll be happy to see you the next time.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone,
for
listening. Yeah, and thank you all for your callers that called in. We love it, and I love to see that, and we love to hear from you. Sorry to the couple that we didn't get to, so please call back in next week because we would love to chat with you. All right, before I get cut off, I'm just going to say thank you, everyone. Be sure to tune into all the other days on Blog Talk. They're doing great things on the other days, but we're going to meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you have such a great week. Bye, Tiff. Bye, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.